Press News from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The United Phosphorus and Peaceful Zambia has warned politicians against making unnecessary mistakes while in office. Government has been called upon to consider supporting the local film industry. In international news, former Credit Suisse boss Tujen Thiam is to run for president in Ivory Coast's forthcoming election. In sports news, Zambia under 17 women's national team coach Caro Kanyemba says our side is ready to make history as they face Benin.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. The United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia has warned politicians against making unnecessary mistakes while in office, suggesting that they should learn from the former Defense Minister Geoffrey Waliamwamba, who was recently pardoned on medical grounds. The UPPZ President Charles Chanda has praised President Hailemariam Nejima for his decision to pardon Mr. Mwamba. Mr. Mwamba was granted a pardon after facing health challenges. UPPZ party leader Charles Chanda says even human beings make mistakes and it is very important for the country to place humanity above politics.
The future is so certain, and above all, we need support from the government because art plays a very
significant role. I know that there are a lot of mixed feelings. We have a section of society that feel that we shouldn't thank the president. There are those that don't want to get involved in what is happening. But we are the same people that have been talking about the president should allow Honorable Mwamba to go for medication. I think there is a time in life when we need to face the reality. It doesn't mean that we must always be negative to issues. The issue surrounding Honorable GBM was started by PF, and therefore it becomes very unfortunate that the same people who started the case should be the ones that would now be condemning someone who decides to pardon the incarcerated. Let's try and separate politics from humanity.
The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has intensified its efforts aimed at disrupting illicit drug-related activities across the country. Drug operations conducted between the 10th and the 16th of April 2025, the Commission has recorded significant arrests and seizures of various quantities of cannabis. In Luapula Province, the DEC conducted operations in Milenge, Inchelenge, Mansa and Sambia districts, resulting in the arrests of several individuals. In Milenge district, Martha Mwewa, female age 34, was arrested in connection with the offence of unlawful cultivation of fresh cannabis, plants weighing a staggering 962.8 kilograms. Furthermore, in Chelenge district, the commission arrested two male persons in separate cases in connection with the offence of trafficking in dry loose cannabis weighing 4.8 kilograms and 1.3 kilograms, respectively. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba says the two have since been identified as Jonas Malisa, male age 42, and Simon Chomba, male age 34. Government has been called upon to consider supporting the local film industry as it has the potential to contribute to national development. Wycliffe Mwamba, a prominent filmmaker renowned for his captivating narratives and vibrant storytelling, asserts that there is a need for the promotion of local content. Speaking in Lusaka during a media briefing, Mr. Mwamba underscored the untapped potential of the film industry in contributing to national development and boosting GDP. He noted that stories can resonate beyond borders, urging creators to harness their creativity and perseverance to craft tales that can proudly represent their nation globally. He called for initiatives that would foster unity among industry players, promoting collaborations that elevate collective storytelling.
The future is so certain, and above all, we need support from the government because art plays a very significant role in terms of putting the culture of the country out there. We know about Jero France, right? But you have known about Pepe Soup for Nigeria because of what you watch in Nigerian movies. So we need government endorsement. We need BC to prioritize Zambian movies. Not we cannot do this alone as filmmakers. We need the government support. We need the media support, like you have, Power TV. Thank you very much. And also the corporate world out there.
Speaking earlier at the same event, National Association of Media Arts Public Secretary Abel Silungwe has since urged local content creators to dream bigger and work harder for a future where their voices would echo worldwide, telling a Zambian story. The opposition New Era Democratic has officially resigned from the Tonsi Alliance and subsequently relinquishing the position given to its party president Exilda Mwenya as Tonsi Alliance Women's National Chairperson. Party spokesperson Simon Mwanza explained that this decision comes after careful reflections since the time they joined the alliance, hence their decision to exit the engagement and focus on developing their party. He has since thanked the Tonsi Alliance chairman Ed Kalungo for the trust and confidence that showed in them and the party president by appointing her as the chairperson for women.
Dr. Edgar Lungu is a wonderful man that we hold in very high esteem and will cherish his wisdom and guidance. We wish to thank all alliance partners, political parties, CSOs, and the church mother bodies that are affiliated to the alliance. As members of the opposition, we remain resolved to our quest and fight for a better Zambia. As we approach the 2026 elections, we remain absolute that the Zambian people deserve better, and our fight for a prosperous Zambia will still continue.
In international news, Rwanda has agreed to give safe passage to Southern African Development Community forces. This was confirmed by the Rwandan Minister for Foreign Affairs, Olivia Nduhagire, who confirmed this was at the request of SADC, who requested to use the Eastern African territory as they exit the war-ravaged Eastern Congo. Kigali has in the past been critical of the SADC forces positioned in Congo, straining its relations with South Africa. The SADC forces have suffered a number of casualties in the previous months from the ongoing war. The force of several thousands peacekeeping troops from South Africa, Malawi and Tanzania had been sent to Eastern Congo by the SADC in 2023 to help the Congolese government pacify a mineral-rich region plagued by various insurgencies. Still in international news, former Credit Suisse boss Tidjane Thiam is to run for president in Ivory Coast's forthcoming election, his party has confirmed. Thiam, 62, was the only candidate vying to represent the country's main opposition party, the PDCI. Thiam has spent the last two decades living abroad and had to give up his French citizenship to be able to stand in the presidential election. The former minister has held senior positions in leading international business like Aviva, Prudential and Credit Suisse, though he resigned from the latter following a spying scandal. Political scientist Geoffrey Kawuo told the AFP news agency that Thiam was not well known to Ivorians after spending more than 20 years out of the country pursuing his business career, and so would have to run a strong campaign in order to win October's election. The governing RHDP party has not yet announced its candidate, but the current president, 83-year-old Alassane Ouattara, is likely to run for what would be a fourth term in office. We take a short break and return with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Pipe Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Zambia under 17 women's national team coach Caro Kanyemba says her side is focused and ready to make history as they face Benin in a FIFA under 17 Women's World